Welcome to Think Life. Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of Think Life. If you listened to episode 2, I realized afterwards that I'd forgotten to add something into episode 2 that I was going to say in episode 2. This is the one on ghosting. I was going to end it with the catchphrase, make rejection great again, because everyone needs one of those make something great again catchphrases, right? And the reason I say we should make rejection great again is because if you want to finalize something with somebody, if you want to say to them, I don't want to deal with you anymore. I don't want to talk to you anymore. I don't want to be part of your life anymore. It's much better to just reject them outright and let them know that you don't want to be part of their life anymore. You don't want them to be part of your life. Much better than just ghosting them. If you ask me, because I don't think that's very nice. That's not very human to ghost someone. So let's make rejection great again. Let's make it okay to reject people and not just ghost them. Just forget about them. Yeah, I forgot to mention that on the previous show there. So I thought I'd squeeze that in. But today, it's all about you. Who are you? I'm sure that at some point in your life, once or maybe multiple times, you stood in front of the mirror and you looked at yourself and said, who am I? Who are you? I think there was a Doctor Who movie where he actually did that. The Doctor Who movie, the Eighth Doctor, stood in front of the mirror and said, who are you? Like we didn't know who he was, right? But you've probably asked yourself, who am I? What is me? What is the essence of me? What is my personality? What am I like? Am I an introvert? Am I an extrovert? Am I... What am I? Everyone has a set sense of what they are as a person, right? Because you'll come across a decision. And we make multiple hundreds, if not thousands, of decisions a day in our lives. We come across some choices. And when we make these choices, we either think about these choices or we think about ourselves. And we map these choices to ourselves. And we say to ourselves, what would I do in this situation? And then we do it. And we do it. We have a picture in our minds of what we're like. Actually, we don't have just a picture in our minds of what we like. We have a full-blown 4K video of ourselves. Audio, video, sound, 3D, everything. We have a picture in our minds of the kind of person we are. And the choice comes to us as we live our life. And we can either consciously make that choice, make the choice we want to make. So, for example, let's say you want to lose weight, and in front of you is a muffin and an apple. It may not be in front of you, it might be in the fridge. Muffin and an apple. You might say, I want to lose weight, so I am going to eat that apple. I'm going to put that muffin away, I'm going to throw that muffin out, I'm not going to eat the muffin because I want to lose weight. I want to be the kind of person who eats apples. And you can make that distinction. You can make that decision because you're using your brain. You're stopping, you're thinking, you're looking at these things in front of you, and you're saying, I want to be the kind of person who eats apples over muffins. Right? So you are an apple-eating person. That is your identity. Your identity is an apple-eating person. Maybe you used to be a muffin-eating person, but now you're an apple-eating person. And you're going to go to great lengths to turn yourself into an apple-eating person. Let's say you are a muffin-eating person. Let's say you've eaten muffins all your life, and that's why, you know, you're the size of a house or something. I don't know. You eat a lot of muffins, so you're the muffin guy. Muffin man. Walking along, muffin man. I eat muffins. I'm the muffin man. That's my personality. I'm the muffin guy. So whenever anybody asks me, hey, what do you want to eat, dude? I want to have a muffin. That's me. I'm the muffin guy. I'm known as the muffin guy. That's me. I'm the muffin. I'm Mr. Muffin. So the muffin guy identifies with the muffin. The muffin is part of him. It's part of his personality. It defines who he is. So when somebody says, what's that guy like? Well, he's the muffin guy. Because the muffin defines him. And let's say a muffin guy is getting a little overweight. And now a muffin guy wants to lose weight. So he wants to step away from being muffin guy. He wants to be apple guy. And not apple muffin guy. Apple muffins are very good. Lots of delicious cinnamon and sugar on them. I'm making myself hungry now. Apple guy. I want to be apple guy. But I'm muffin guy. I'm wrapped up in my identity as muffin guy so much that it becomes incredibly impossible to become apple guy or to change myself into apple guy. And this is the essence of things. This is the essence of things. It is the overwhelming desire to continue to be who we are. This is the thing that stops us from being better humans in a lot of ways. Because we can make a mental decision that we want to be apple guy. I want to revert myself. I want to change myself to being apple guy. But I've been muffin guy all my life. I identify with muffin guy. My identity is wrapped up in the muffin. So when I want to switch to being apple guy, it's really hard for me. Because I have this overwhelming desire to be who I am. And I am muffin guy. You see what I mean? So one of the first things we need to do in order to be better humans, change ourselves, is to somehow mute this overwhelming desire that we have to be ourselves. We have to be different people. We need to turn. We have a personality that's ingrained. It's set. It's like the whole set point weight loss thing. We are set. I mean, it depends on how old you are, right? I mean, if you're a lot younger, your personality is not as set. By the time I've read somewhere that they say that by the time you hit 30, your personality is set and you can't really change it. And that's one of the reasons why it's so difficult to change, is that you have this overwhelming urge to be you. Show me a muffin, show me an apple. Well, I'm going to take the muffin, of course. That's my identity. My identity is wrapped up in the muffin. So the personality that you are now is your identity. It's you. And if you already think that you're the most amazing human out there, then you don't need to do anything about it, right? You can leave your personality exactly the way it is. But I think one of the reasons why you may be listening to this show is that you may want to improve yourself. You may want to be a better human. So you have to try really hard not to be you. You have to reduce the volume of all those voices saying inside your head, be you, be you, be you. And I'm not talking about the university. All these voices inside your head are saying to you every time you have a choice to make, is that you should do this because this is what you are. This is your identity. This is you. You are Muffin Man. You're not Apple Man. You're Muffin Man. And once you understand that your whole identity is tied up in the way that you currently are, and it makes you feel like you, then the only way to change you is to become a different you. And the only way to become a different you is to purposely say to yourself, I'm not that person anymore. I am a different person. I'm Apple Man now. That would be the worst superhero. Apple Man. What do you do, like shoot apples out of your hands? Like Spider-Man? Apple Man. Shaped like an apple. Hard and crunchy. Okay. No. You have to stop being who you were. You have to disconnect your identity from Muffin Man and reconnect your identity to Apple Man. But it's not that easy. It's not easy at all because your whole identity is wrapped up around Muffin Man. So obviously I'm using apples and muffins as a metaphor. It could be extrovert, introverts. I'm a serious introvert, but I don't want to be an introvert anymore. I want to be an extrovert. I want to go out there and I want to party and I want to talk to people and I really want to change my life. I really want to change my life. But every time you go out, you have this overwhelming desire to be you. And you are not an extrovert, right? That's what you are telling yourself. You are telling yourself that you are not an extrovert. You are an introvert. And you've been an introvert all this time, so why change? But you know that's not right. You know that's not okay. You know that's not working for you. You want to be a better human. You have these goals in your life that you want to attain. And the only way you can attain these goals is to stop being you. To reduce the desire to be you. And since it's difficult, at least in my view, to run away from something, because you could just say, oh, I don't want to be Muffin Man anymore. I'm just not going to be Muffin Man. I'm not going to be Muffin Man. No Muffin Man. So, but it's difficult to do a negative, right? It's difficult to say, I'm not going to be Muffin Man. I'm going to be anything else, anything but Muffin Man. As soon as I say anything but Muffin Man, what do you think about? Muffins, right? So you have to run towards something. You can't just run away from something. You can't just say, I don't want to do that anymore. You have to pick a goal to run towards. You have to say, my new identity is, I'm taking off the Muffin Man uniform, and I'm putting on the Apple Man uniform. I am now Apple Man. If I have a choice of anything to eat, it will be an apple. I am no longer Muffin Man. I am now Apple Man. You have to completely change your identity if you truly want to improve your life and be a better human. You have to disconnect the old identity from yourself and reconnect a new identity to yourself. Because this desire to be you, the you who's always been you, will always be there. And it's the hardest nut to crack. Because we feel that we're losing ourselves if we're not us. If we don't act the way we used to do. I mean, not acting differently. Let's say you're an introvert and you go to these parties and you try to act like an introvert. You're thinking to myself, your whole self is rebelling. It's going, what am I doing here? Why am I doing this? What am I doing talking to this person? Why am I walking around the room? Why am I shaking hands? Why am I being happy? This is not me. This is not me. When you think to yourself, this is not me, that's it right there. That's the overwhelming desire to be you, the old you, the old you that you want to change, that you don't want to be anymore. You don't want to be like that person anymore. You don't want to be Muffin Man anymore. You want to be Apple Man. So you basically have to rewrite your bio clock your bio-brain and get your bio-brain to understand that you are not that person anymore. You are a new you. So you have to eliminate the original desire, or the desire to be the original you. And it's extremely difficult. It's extremely difficult because this you has been formed over the number of years that you are. And if you're over 30, it's probably going to be harder than you can possibly imagine to become a different you. But it can be done. People have become different yous. People have become different yous. A lot of times people become different yous when they have like a huge negative event occur in their lives. Like, let's say they're overweight and they smoke and they suddenly have a heart attack and they're almost dead. And they go, oh crap, I got to change myself. I can't be that old you that smoked and was overweight anymore. I got to be a new you. I got to be a new me. A new me which eats healthy and loses weight and doesn't smoke and exercises a lot. That's the new me. So sometimes there has to be an event that occurs to push you into becoming a new you. That's probably more likely than you just simply saying to yourself, getting up in front of the mirror one morning and say to yourself, you're going to be a new person. You're not going to be Muffin Man anymore. You're going to be Apple Man. But this desire to be yourself is the thing that knocks us down most often. Because that definition of yourself is the definition of yourself that you've been living with all of this time. And this definition of yourself that you've been living with is not the definition of yourself that you want. This is not the me I want to be. I want to be a different me. So we have to stop identifying with the old me, and we have to identify with the new me. And the way to do this, it's not easy, is to define and describe the new you. What is this new you like? Unlike the description I was saying earlier with the Muffin Man and the Apple Man, it's not just that singular. It's not that simple, where you just take one attribute and change it. All of a sudden, I'm the Apple Man instead of the Muffin Man. There's all the attributes around Muffin Man, everything that Muffin Man does, and everything that Apple Man does. Apple Man is the ideal version of you. Apple Man is who you want to be. If you can take Apple Man and describe and define Apple Man as much as you possibly can, the ideal version of you, the ideal person that you want to be. What do you eat? When do you get up? When do you go to bed? How do you talk to people? What clubs are you a part of? What kind of friends do you have? All of these things, all of these choices in your life. Describe this ideal you that you want to be. Describe this ideal you that you want to be so well, so minutely, so detailed. Create a character of this you, this whole, well-rounded human being, new version of yourself. Write it all down. Have fun with it. Maybe write a story about him or her. As you're doing this, you can envision being that person. And make sure as you envision being that person, you continue writing it down and you flesh it out. And you create this beautiful narrative of the person you want to be. The new you. And then once you have this narrative of the person that you want to be, then it's easy. It's a little easier. It's a little easier for you to say, okay, now I want to be this person. Now I have a template for the new me. This is now me. And you slowly take elements of the new you and you bring them in. I mean, some people might want to just do it a whole hog. One day they're Muffin Man, the next day they're Apple Man. And they've changed every aspect of themselves, but I doubt if that works for everyone. I would say, take the 30, 40 different aspects of this person, of the new you, and then pick an aspect. Pick one aspect of the 30 new aspects that you want to change. And one of those aspects could be trading in muffins for apples. And then the next one could be going for a run every morning. And the next one could be getting up at 5 a.m. to read a book. And the next one could be going to a meetup that new me would have gone to as opposed to old me. And maybe the next one could be getting to bed earlier. Maybe the next one could be working out or whatever. But all of these, and the more aspects that you can generate of the new you, and some of those aspects of the new you might still overlap with the old you, but all you create a very detailed picture of the new you, and then you slowly start taking the attributes of the new you and apply them to the current you. And eventually, over time, you will become a new you. You will become a better human.